At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What is up? Welcome back to the Bleach Boys filler arc, because we have no Bleach Size of Bubble content to talk about until presumably end of 2025 or potentially 2026, which
is so long.
Horribly sad across the board.
It's the saddest thing ever.
We do have a couple of Bleach updates. There is a Bleach 20th anniversary exhibit happening in Korea right now, which is very cool. And they have a new piece of merch that I'm going to obsess over, and I'm going to figure out how I can get it from Korea. We'll talk about that. Kubo watched Squid Games.
Oh,
have you guys seen Squid Game season 2?
No, I have not yet.
Pythies?
Worth it?
I didn't watch season 1.
Season 1 is very good. I highly recommend season 1. It's really, really good. Squid Game season 2 falls victim to the classic 2024 thing, where it was going to be one season. And then they were like, oh, it's going on for so long, we're going to split it into two. So that's exactly what happened in Squid Game season 2. But the benefit of this and the way that they did it is they did film all of it all at the same time. So it's done.
Oh, okay.
Presumably it's going to come out relatively soon. I think the rumor is they're going to probably space it to summer release, and that way they will have releases in fall. They'll release the next one in summer. We have it confirmed. It's 2025, 100%. It's coming out this year, but we don't know when. I highly recommend it. I thought it was very good. I watched it with my fiance. She loved it as well. I don't want to spoil it for you guys. Speaking of not wanting to spoil it, though, Kubo's comment, which is on a club outside, by the way, is he started watching Squid Games 2 this week. I didn't want to come across any spoilers, so I ended up binge-watching all the way to episode 7, which is currently available. I won't write anything about the content.
Nice.
But he watched all of it to avoid any sort of spoilers for it, because it is very good.
If you got Kubo's approval, I'm in. I just want to ask, why did you pick the wallpaper of Unohana giving, like, the hardest side eye I've ever seen?
I just thought it was a very dramatic picture, and I went with my heart, and there's no other reason aside from that we
gotta find
that
the Ugrim side eye one.
True. We'll just have a collection of side eye images that will just rotate throughout the podcast.
At all times.
Additionally, Bleach Rebirth of Souls had a gameplay. I was going to call it a gameplay reveal. We've seen the gameplay. They had a video come out with a voice actor of Marita that they showed more of the story mode mm-hmm. for the upcoming video game. And it has some people disappointed. And I would say this to these people out there. Fighting game story modes are always shit. Always shit across the board. That is just, it is what it is. That's not the main content. The content is the characters and the fighting and the player versus player aspect of it. The cool moves, the cool ultimates. The fighting portion of it, the story mode, is always dog. I always hated in Naruto Ninja Storm that they made me finish the story mode to get the characters.
That's the worst.
I hated that. The worst. Because a lot of times they do like this halfway thing where they're like, okay, we're going to make a story mode. We want to adapt the whole story. We're going to put like half effort into it, so it takes fucking forever. Now, they did show that you can fight Fishbone D as a boss.
Oh, really?
Which is cool. Yep, that's something that they showed in the video. But the cutscenes inside of the video game itself, they're 3D CG animated, but because of that, they're like very like, stiff, like I'm gonna walk over here and then stop and then a chat bubble, you know, and then walk. It's not like Naruto Ultra Ninja Storm cutscenes or anything like that, where you're gonna still be fluidly fighting throughout the whole thing. It's very, I almost reminiscent of like an RPG sort of a cutscene. There's more to it.
I could see that.
Additionally, it seems like the main story mode, there's gonna be two. So there's a secret story mode, is what they're calling it, and then there is a regular traditional story mode. The main one, it's seemingly going to be just Ichigo that you will play through as the whole story. You will level up Ichigo and have a leveling system so you can increase the damage, some of the skills, perhaps. We don't know yet. They just showed it for a brief second, which is very cool. The secret story mode, though, is probably going to be the story mode that has everybody else in it.
Oh, okay. That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think that the secret story mode is going to be called Road to Rebirth. And you're gonna play as Robert Acutrone, reviving from the dead from hell to take his revenge on Yuha, and it's gonna lead right into Thousand Year Blood War Core 4.
Oh, good. So that will be the only Thousand Year Blood War character that they will adapt. Yuha Baha will be like Fishbone D, where he's not playable. He's just an enemy that you would fight, Nobody else will be in there. No Bambis, no nothing else, no other Stern Ritters. It'll only be Robert, and that will be the additional story mode content. Fans across the world will love it.
100%. Would buy. DLC included.
Not only that, there will be no context as to who Robert Accutrone is.
It's just some random dude with glasses and two guns.
Yep. Oh, he gets two guns. I like this. Okay, Jose, you're thinking with portals. I like this.
And even after that, we got this video already talking about the story and going through it. They says that it's actually a story mode trailer that should be coming sometime next week. And we'll get to see some more and it'll show some more of the iconic scenes we can expect, which I think will be good. It'll be very exciting to see. I am hopeful if the game is all boss fights like Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm, or they did a couple of boss fights like in the mobile game that I got, Bleach Soul Resonance. That'd be fucking cool.
Ooh.
That'd be really, really cool.
Sam, you could do a speed run.
Hey, I'm down. Or Soul, what's the PS3 game? Soul Resurrection?
Soul Resurrection.
That one was really cool as well and had some really cool boss fights in it. I love fucking boss fights in fighting games. Those shits are awesome. Especially there's one, I think, where you play against Yami in Number Zero mode.
Jesus. Like that, so you have to cut him down?
That one was really cool. Love that. I hope there's more of that fun stuff in here, but we'll see. There's not really a lot of information about it.
Perfect. Now that you finish your thing, I can actually you. And say that the story mode to Mortal Kombat 9 that came out in 2011 was fucking fire. And how dare you insult it?
Okay. I was typically thinking more for anime fighting games. But yeah, Mortal Kombat 9 is one of the ones. You know how some people will make the story modes into movies on YouTube?
Yes.
I think I watched the story mode for that one.
Yeah. It was fire. And then it fell off immediately. Mortal Kombat X was okay. And after that, it was just the worst.
I like the Tenkaichi ones.
They tried.
Dragon Ball Z.
They tried.
I hated the one. There was one Tenkaichi.
Not the nasty one that we played where we made that weird character.
There was one. Oh, that's like Jump Force or something, Jose. Jump Force. And then there's the one of the, I think it's one of the regular Budokai games where the story mode is a board game. And you move your piece around the board
number
game.
Number two. I'm pretty sure that's number two. That I didn't like that one.
That was atrocious.
Yeah. I like the Tenkaichi ones because they had all the what-if stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the what-if story started in a... That shit started in Budokai 1. That's the one where, like, Cell absorbs Krillin and turns into, like, a weird tiny bald freak.
Yeah, the little orange one. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why the word freak was added to that.
I had to just call him a freak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Cell, but he's tiny and small and bald.
They made his head bigger. So, instead of having those, like, green parts that protrude, they were just, like, lower, and just the dome part was showing.
I remember when the new Dragon Ball Z game was coming out, Sparking Zero, people were excited because it was going to have something similar to that, where, like, you could potentially get Cell fusions. Were there weird ones in the game like that? Did anybody see?
I don't remember. I think there was a Yamcha TN.
Okay. Okay, which we're both in Budokai as well.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play it. You'll have to ask Gabe about that.
All right, if somebody knows, what can you merge with as Cell in Sparking Zero? Let us know in the comments below.
All right, if you could merge with any character from Dragon Ball Z, not including Goku, Vegeta, who would you merge with?
But, like, I'm merging with them, I bring nothing to the table. Yeah, bring an astigmatism, and, like, that's all I'm going to bring. Have to wear glasses. Like, that's I'm bringing them down to my level. Okay, so let me think.
Okay,
I'm going to also rule out, for the sake of it being no fun, no gods.
Perfect, yeah, okay. No gods.
Okay.
I got mine easy.
Who is it?
Android 17. Not only because I think his powers are cool, but also I don't like robots and don't think they're people, so I could be a self-hating racist.
It's the android against androids.
You
okay.
No.
I would walk around to any like even anybody that has a robotic arm and be like, we don't take count of your type around here, boy.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to go something very similar because I, too, will hate the android, so we'll be brethren. I would like to be merged with Future Gohan, the one where he has one arm.
One arm? Yes. Oh, so cool.
I think arguably the coolest fucking form of Gohan, so I would like to be that one.
Sam, I have to ask, is it just going to be Gohan but your arm hanging off?
Imagine Future Gohan. He's still got all the cool scars. He's still really cool. He's last stand mom. Now he has glasses. That's it. That's all I bring to the table.
And you know, he still has hair, but it's starting to thin.
Yeah.
You could start to see that there's maybe a little bit of Vegeta in him. It's starting to kind of go back. Yeah, it's getting there.
It's getting the widow's peak. By the way, I guess Just to, I guess, to go off on a Dragon Ball Z tangent real quick, I did finally watch Dragon Ball Super Heroes.
Okay,
Oh,
what
how'd
was
you
the
like it?
review?
I thought it was a really good movie. I appreciated that Goku and Vegeta were not in it for most of it, so like there could be actual tension. I'm really mad about what they did to Cell.
Yeah.
Very, I'm still mad. But like I'm glad Piccolo got a moment. He's like one of my favorite characters.
What did you think of Gohan's new form?
I'm gonna be honest, I forgot he was in the movie.
So enamored
What
with
about Orange
Piccolo.
Piccolo?
Orange Piccolo is awesome.
His antennas went up this time.
They went up and now he's orange. And you know what? That's to be fair, Super Saiyan is just blonde hair that shoots up.
Yep.
I'm like, you know what? They did it. Piccolo's better. Fight me.
Now we can have Orange Piccolo versus Black Frieza. That could be on the menu in the future.
Damn.
And Frieza will still find some way to be more racist
Always, always.
Oh, man.
Speaking of, I watched the first episode of Fate Strange Fake as promised in the last one, which is actually episode zero, which actually was an hour long.
You didn't tell me it was 55 minutes, Pythies.
Was I supposed to?
Well, yeah, a little heads up
Come on.
would have been cool. I was sitting there watching it, so I also had my fiance watch it because I thought that would be a good thing to see what she thinks of somebody who is not doesn't know anything, knows zero things about anything has to do with Fate. Jose, you were the same way?
Yeah, same way. I know who Saber is, and that's it.
Okay, that's
Everybody
good.
does. Well, reminders that like the first episode of Fate Zero is like 45 minutes long too.
Well, and I also like that in the Fate episode, which is very funny that you know Saber, in the very first episode of Fate Strange Fake, they're like, hey, you know what's different about ours? Saber class isn't in this one, baby.
I was so upset. I was like, what's the hype with Saber? And
That
then
shit was
no Saber
funny.
class. I'm like, I don't know if I'm interested
That shit
anymore.
was really funny. Reminds me almost like the Dragon Ball Heroes movie, where they instantly wrote off Goku and
Goku and
Vegeta. They
Vegeta.
wrote off Saber
Yeah.
instantly.
Maybe you should watch the next episode.
Okay, all right. So Jose, what did you think of it?
I was confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm like, okay, Holy Grail War, does it only go on for 7 days? Or is that just like a time frame that one of the characters was speaking of?
Okay, now, when we talked about it last week, I asked if this was one that you could hop into like off the rip, you know? And I think the decision for Pythies was, yeah, just
Yeah,
watch
he
it.
said, yeah,
Just
go for it. You
watch it
don't
off
need
the rip.
anything.
My fiance fucking hated it.
Yeah,
Fucking hated
I'm
it.
teetering on the I don't know if I want to watch this
Jose,
anymore.
I have to apologize on Pythie's behalf. This is not where you should have started. This is just
Okay, I kind of figured.
not it. I don't know what crack Pythie's was smoking last
He
week,
just wanted us to
but
watch it with
like
him.
this is just not where you should start, not knowing anything that 'cause there's characters in here that I recognize Pythie's, which was cool to me.
Who was the cool guy with the gold armor?
Oh, Jose, he's awesome.
I knew
We
I
love
saw him and I'm
Gilgamesh.
like,
We love
Oh, it's
Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh?
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard a
Don't
lot
say his
about
fucking
Gilgamesh.
name. Some people
They
don't know who he is.
said it in
They
the
said
first
Gil.
in
They kept calling him
they
Gil.
say it in the very first one when Gilgamesh fights against, I think her name was like AE something. I don't remember what
The
it
wood
was.
chick?
Yeah, the one that gets summoned by the dog.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, very
Yeah, I'm
cool,
like,
very
fuck that
cool.
guy for trying to hurt the dog.
They're like, sup, Gilgamesh. And then even the main cop guy is like, yeah, my whole plan, we gotta fuck up Gilgamesh.
Yep.
Like that's what it is. The King of Heroes. They Gilgamesh is the only one that they immediately are like, we're gonna fuck him up.
Let me explain. So there's a kind of weird alternate universe spin-off of Fate Zero that happens in Fate Grand Order. And literally one thing that happens in that event is everybody goes, we need to gang up on Gilgamesh and kill him right now because he's a problem.
I can see why. He's a fucking
Gilgamesh
badass.
is in like all of the series, Jose, or at least the main ones that I've watched, and he's always a fucking prick. He's just the
He's
best. He's the best,
oh,
man.
I would
Even
really
when
like
he's your
him.
ally in Fate in like a Grand Order, he's still a bastard.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
Oh,
You love
that
Gilgamesh.
fucking move, he just like summoned a bunch of like, I don't know, stars, orbs or
See,
something.
Jose, you don't even know what you're watching, dog. You
I
don't
was just
even
like, what the fuck is that? I'm like,
This
it looks
isn't where
so
you should
cool.
start. Don't listen to Pythies, he's
Should I
trolling.
just stop?
Yeah, I think you should stop,
Oh,
Jose.
okay.
I don't think you should watch
I
anymore.
did watch the first episode.
Yeah, I'm so fate-pilled. I'm like, yeah, you can probably understand it because I know who literally every character is.
My fiance was so lost
I
watching
was
it,
I
and
get
I tried
that.
to give her. I paused for a second to give her a quick little rundown. Just like here's like a little bit like here's the Holy Grail War. Here's what you get if you win. Here's why it's a big deal. You know, they summon these historical characters. Like you're gonna love it. Like she likes history. It's
Well,
great.
I was so confused because I figured they were all warriors, and then that other kid goes,
Immediately ruins the rules, dog.
yeah, he goes like, oh, well, I got Jack the Ripper. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so that's fine. But one of the things that they were even talking about, which I really love the guy who keeps going around shooting people and saying he's a public servant.
Yeah.
Love that guy already. Big fan of him. he talks about the girl that got, or the them that got summoned to the dog. Mm-hmm. He talks about like, oh, like that's not supposed to be summoned. Like that person that was summoned apparently breaks the rules of the already established game. So it's not a good spot. This anime is like assuming you know the rules of the previous one.
Gotcha.
Because they, even when they go to explain what a Holy Grail War is in episode zero, they do it for 5 seconds.
I was so confused.
And then they go right over it.
So what's the point of the Holy Grail War?
So now I'm going to give an explanation. Pythes, you correct me if I'm wrong. The Holy Grail War, basically, if you win, Jose, you get your wish granted. That is what it is. Now, there are other implications that come with that, but that is ultimately what it is. And it is 7 mages that summon servants, and they fight to the death. Winner, both the servant and the mage get a wish.
This is true.
Interesting.
They describe it as an omnipotent wish-granting machine. Mages have their own reasons to get it for other things than a wish, but, like, you kill everyone, win, get a wish. Could be whatever the fuck you want.
Hunger Games-esque.
Very. And typically, there's not survivors from the game. Gotcha. It's just not something that happens, because it is like, and that's why they were talking about when they were at the school with the blonde kid that wants to go to America. Yeah. And the guy's like, you don't want to be, are you going to kill somebody? He's like, no, I'm going to be friends. It's like, like people are like, are vying for their wishes, you know, like it's not going to happen.
The character is unhinged, by the way.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
He fucking cracked.
He's super powerful. Really, really strong. Where he's just like tapping into the veins of magic and summoning stuff on accident. I'm like, dude.
I mean, cause Ripper just walked up to him. He's like, did you not know you could
do
this?
I have a question for Pythes, and maybe this is a spoiler for the series. Maybe you don't know, Pythes. My knowledge of Jack the Ripper is that the form Jack the Ripper takes on is that of like a scantily clad little girl.
Correct. That's the Apocrypha version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is this the same Jack the Ripper, or what is the explanation?
The explanation is this is Jack the Ripper summoned as a berserker, so they are different.
Okay.
This is the Jack the Ripper summoned via people who don't know who the fuck Jack the Ripper was, which is why this version is kind of formless.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe later on as like a joke, that one turns into the scantily clad little girl and is immediately told to stop that shit because people are giving him weird looks.
Okay. All right. So there are multiple versions. So one of the thing also, like in the series, Jose, there's a class called the Lancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the same fucking blue-haired guy with a spear. Like, always the same fucking guy. Like, kind of like with Saber.
Okay.
Where it always looks like fucking Saber that you would expect. So I didn't know if that was the case with Jack the Ripper.
This Saber is going to look very different. I'm going to let you know that.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
cool.
I did see that. I did watch that episode.
He watched both of them. I only watched the first hour special because my fiance, once again, fucking hated it. I do have a message from her to you, Pythes. She said, and I quote, that you're 0 for 2 for recommending garbage.
What was the other one?
Berserk.
Berserk. Oh.
And that if you ever need a good recommendation, she's here for you.
she hated
this one. Now, she didn't give it a fair shot, okay? But I think it was information overload at the start. She didn't fucking know what was going on. They didn't give any explanation. They hopped right into it. Like, they're like, hey, here we go. We're just going to start summoning shit. I'm like, oh, which I, as someone who has seen Fate before Pythes, I thought it was great.
I was just like, the opening with the old man talking to the other guy? And then summon, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot. I thought it was awesome that they go right into the action. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like, this is great. I mean, because in the other ones, they do set it up more.
Okay, so there is a lot more lore.
I still say, like, the best place to start is Unlimited Blade Works. You'll get to see Gilgamesh in that. You'll get to know who Saber is, and they set it up better. I was just so desperate to get you guys to watch it because, like, I'm going to talk about it every week regardless, so you might as well come along for the ride.
Because they also, in the other ones, like, in this one, they set up, they go, well, the games actually take place in Japan, and this is a fake one that we're trying to set up here in America, you know? And so they talk about, like, the one in Japan has all these rules, and then they don't go over them. They're like, oh, all right, they're just out the window. Horrible place to start is your first series.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense because I was just genuinely confused, and then they're like, it's in America, but it's fake. I'm like, so who sets these up? Like, why? Like,
yeah, you miss out on a lot, Jose. It's just, and there is a returning character from one of the other shows that's in here that I greatly enjoyed seeing, but you would have no idea.
Is it the cop?
No. See, yeah, you would have no idea, Jose.
Was it Nana?
I'm just going to ask Sam for not spoiling Jose. Is it guy with long hair?
Yep.
I was like, yeah. I was shocked you know who he is.
Professor?
Of course I know who he is.
I love that character, by the way. He has his own spin-off.
I don't know, Pythes. I don't know if I'm going to want to watch the rest.
One of my favorite parts is figuring out who the historical, like, heroic figures are. I love learning those reveals where it's like, oh, it's this character. And sometimes they go back into the history of it. It's like, oh, this is what they did in their past. This is why they were a hero. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's really interesting.
Are you going to go ahead and watch episode one now?
Yeah, okay, cool. I will. Okay, I will be watching it without my fiance.
I mean, if she likes history, at least show her what the man is. Show her what Saber looks like.
Okay. Because, yeah, I was telling her, it's like, there was something like, oh, that's Gilgamesh. It's like, and then that's like Jack the Ripper, which is cool. She's in the middle of watching Dexter for the very first time. So she's addicted to watching Dexter right now, but.
This Gilgamesh is so much cooler than the one you get in Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Gilgamesh in Final Fantasy VII is like a gag character almost. He is super strong, and you have to go through and collect all of these little things because he's a summon.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, he's kind of funny. He's just like, his whole goal is to collect your sword. Because that's what he does, is collect swords.
I think I remember him being in like Final Fantasy VI, and his goal is to get Excalibur, and he just never can. He always gets
can't.
He gets a shitty fake version called like Excalibur, which is so funny.
And it breaks on him.
It every time.
He's just kind of a dopey character, but he is really strong. So by the time you do face him, you should be like very comfortable with like switching your character commands and jumping around.
I'm not. I just smash buttons and dodge.
Aw, dude, not with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I was so into it. I was like, I beat him on my first try.
And but, now you know what it's like with to play Dark Souls.
But Gilgamesh and Fate, anything he like is awesome. He's always like that. Same attitude.
He's always that cool.
Yeah.
He was sitting on a throne, yeah. And I'm like,
yeah, he's right awesome. Up my every alley. Time.
I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking around in street clothes and UB Dub just chilling, man.
Yeah.
Although I'm a big fan, and I don't know if it's Saber of Red. Is that what they refer to her as in Fate Apocrypha?
Oh, Mordred.
Loved Mordred. Loved Mordred.
Oh, Mordred's great, man. You can tell they love her a lot because she keeps showing up in Fate Grand Order as like a major character.
Good. All right. She was great. She was so much. Listen, honestly, this might be a ruffle of a feather. So much better than the Saber that we got in just regular Fate Stay Night.
Is that the one with the blue?
Yeah.
And the like armor?
Yeah.
That's her dad, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's so in Fate Apocrypha, which is a really good one that you would like, it's almost like they form two teams of servants and they fight each other.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Fight each other. You get to see Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Dracula's in there?
It's way cool. I don't recall the storyline of that one well enough to tell you if that's a good one for you to watch on its own. I would still say you should probably just watch Fate Unlimited Blade Works.
Okay.
Maybe watch Unlimited Blade Works and come back next week. That's what we'll do.
How long is that? Is that a 12-er or is that a 24?
It's two seasons, but you know what? Watch the first two episodes because those are the things that will tell you what you need.
Oh, there
okay,
you go.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'll come back next week with the two episodes of that.
There you go.
By the way, you do not, it is literally a meme, do not call Vlad the Impaler Dracula. He fucking hates it.
Speaking of Dracula, I finally got around to playing Marvel Rivals, which Dracula, I guess, is like the main driving force for the season, villain. Which is weird.
Yeah.
Not a playable character.
But we didn't get Blade in here either.
No Blade. There's no Thing. There's no Human Torch, which they're both also in there.
Because they were like teasing them so hard.
I assume the Thing is going to be another tank.
Yeah.
Which the game really needs because everybody wants to play fucking DPS. Have you played Marvel Rivals at all, Pythies?
Is it free?
It's free. It is completely free. It's like an Overwatch clone. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's an Overwatch clone with all of the Marvel characters in it.
Okay, now here's the question.
Nice.
Here's the question. Do you need an internet connection to play it?
You do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay. I can't afford PlayStation Plus, so nah.
Well, you don't need PlayStation Plus.
Is that gone now?
The only thing you need PlayStation Plus for, I believe, is just so that you could play like the back catalog of games and stuff that it gives you. Because my wife's been playing it without PlayStation Plus.
Oh, there you go.
I'll think about it.
I put it off for a while. I used to be really into Overwatch. I used to play a fuck ton of Overwatch. Jose and eventually probably played more than me at the end of the day. But when it first came out, I played Overwatch a fuck ton. I reached top 500.
This man was a
way
beast.
Back in the day. And that's all I fucking played was Overwatch. Loved Overwatch. Loved it. Competitive Overwatch.
Who was your main?
I cycled. So if I was playing DPS, it was Tracer. I would always go to Tracer. If I was playing Tank, I was Reinhardt. If I was playing Support, it was Anna. And then I would like to throw in Mei because, as with also Marvel Rivals,
Mei.
Any character that has a wall, I think, is very good.
So you play Groot?
I don't play Groot. Chris plays Groot.
Okay.
Who is my brother? Chris plays Groot. And Groot's very good just for the fact that it has the wall, because with the wall it's also good because you obviously can block bullets and stuff like that, but really what you use the wall for, which is the same way it was in Overwatch, the same way it is in Marvel Rivals, you put it behind somebody so they can't escape. So it's really fucking good. And those were the four that I would swap over into Marvel Rivals. I've not played all of the in Overwatch. I've not played all of the characters in Marvel Rivals. Right now, I have tried Magneto. I really like Magneto. I like Magneto when he gets a team up ability from having Scarlet Witch on the team. Sword? The sword is really good.
It's OP sometimes.
I have played Hulk. The Hulk is very good as well. Really, really good. Basically, like D.Va. Jose's being a hater and doesn't like the Hulk.
He doesn't have the same kit as D.Va, except for the
pretty goddamn nine. Close. Pretty god, and he turns into a smaller version of himself when he gets that knocked part out. He can give shields to his teammates, which is good. His E, he shoots out like this little gamma beam. No, that's his right click, which shoots far. Okay. The E one stuns you.
Okay, yeah, the E
which
one
is
stuns.
Crazy that he has a stun.
It fucking caught me off guard the first time.
Really, really good. And he can jump in the air, obviously, and go really far. But if he jumps in the air and he hits you while you're in the air, he slams you down to the ground.
He can also run up buildings, I think, technically.
Oh, okay, cool. I have not done that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, you could do it with Rocket and Venom, I believe, too.
Cool. He's good. I have tried, we were just talking Bucky, Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier. He's really fucking good. Cannon, really, really, really good. And then I tried for support. I have tried, I don't think I've played too many sports. I tried Loki.
Oh, yeah. He's
Loki's very hard. Loki's hard because his ultimate is that he can become another character. So in a way, you need to know all the characters to play Loki. And then Loki also works off of having multiple clones all around the map, and the clones can help you do like more heals, more damage, whatever it is.
And you can teleport between
them. And you can teleport between the clones. It's really hard juggling all of that. Really, really, really hard. So I'm trying to play Loki because I enjoy it. It's cool, but it's goddamn it's hard.
Yeah, I just play easy characters.
But it's a well-made game. Really, really well-made. So they did a good job. I have always heard this rumor, and I don't know if this is true. I'm going to spew it out right now. I had always heard the rumor that this was originally going to be an Overwatch mobile game, and that's why, like, NetEase is attached to it. And they were working hand-in-hand with Blizzard. And then when all of that controversy with Blizzard came out back in the day, they cut a lot of the fat on the games that they were working on, so that was something that got cut. And they ended up not going forward with making this Overwatch mobile game, but they still had the skeleton. So then they went to Marvel and were like, hey, like, we got the skeleton of a game here. And then they made it into a full game, and that's how we have Marvel Rivals.
Is the game all the way in, like, third person, or is it first person?
Third person.
Okay, so it's better than Overwatch, period.
Whoa.
It is all third person. So, and it's much more generous to, like, hit boxes and stuff as well, where you don't really need to be that accurate to hit them.
You could literally aim towards the right of the character and it'll hit them, not towards the left. It's always the right.
But it's a very well-made game, and I get, you know, it has all the characters everybody likes. All the models are really good. I guess some of the female character models, they literally based off of females in real life to make them. So people are loving that aspect of it. I'm sure once it hits the porn scene, that's going to go ape shit.
The devs knew what it was going to do.
People are loving it. I have not even touched half the characters, but it's good. It's a good game.
Yeah, I like to play as Magic. I'll do Cloak and Dagger, Moon Knight, Thor, Rocket. I like playing Rocket a lot. And I think that's about it. I don't like the flying characters ever since. I've always hated that in Overwatch.
Iron Man seems really good flying around. Iron Man's a little bitch.
He's good, but I also just realized that you could take him out really easily, too.
Okay, good. Good.
Scarlet Witch is really easy to play.
Now, here's my question. As someone who never played Overwatch, does this game have a single-player story mode?
No. I think it's going to get a single-player mode coming up. Not like a single-player story mode, per chance, but like a PvE mode. Because I saw some leaks for that.
Yeah, I'm skipping this game.
Yeah, it's all multiplayer. You could probably play against all bots, would be my guess. And yeah, you could if you didn't want to play online.
It has like practice modes too.
Yeah,
where it's like you could choose the difficulty of the bots and then play them.
Yes, that sounds incredibly boring.
If you play online with us, you could play.
Yeah, you
could
play with us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you guys play on PC?
It's crossplay.
It's crossplay. Yeah.
Okay.
Gabe plays it as well. He's sending me clips all of the time, even though I don't play
Gabe
the game
until
this morning.
Gabe is obsessed. He never stops. He's usually the kind of guy that will respond immediately if I say anything. He's like, sorry, on the Marvel Rivals, I can't talk.
Nice. Dude, on the whole thing, the game's been out for a little over a month, right?
Like, yeah.
Actually.
This is the first season for it.
Yeah. So my wife and I got it that first Friday, and we started playing. And she's like, she texted me earlier today and goes, like, oh, my God, guess what happened? And I'm like, what? And she's like, I got MVP. I'm like, oh, congratulations. And she's like, for the first time. I'm like, oh.
Don't be rude, Jose. Just say congrats.
I was just like,
the reaction was not needed.
I was like, oh, congrats. I'm so happy for
you. There you go.
And then she goes, She's like, yeah, I'm not like you, Yuho.
It's going to be me.
Mm-hmm. Let's take this brief moment here and let's thank our patrons really quick. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. We have a lot of stuff working in the background. I actually, do you want to tell them the mission I gave you this week, Pythies?
Ooh, a mission.
Oh man. Okay, Sam, tell them the mission, and then I will talk about the mission.
Sure. So if this is your first year joining us, firstly, welcome aboard. We've done this for many, many years now. But every year at the end, once we're done with Bleach Boys, I like to go through and I like to collect the meanest comments that I can find. And I will react to them. Last year, I had my fiance collect them. Because I logged into my YouTube. I was like, hey, just scroll down. Here's all the comments, like everything. Just scroll down and find really funny ones or screenshot, throw it in the doc. Like, that's all I want to see. Just throw it in there and then I'll read them and I want to go into a blind. So that way I'll get my first reaction when I see it. She doesn't really know what she's looking for. She doesn't really know what anything she Bleach really is. She did time. Pick some funny ones because she knew that anything is making fun of me is going to be good. So this year I was like, Pythies, can you go in and just collect the meanest comments you can find? And said some of them could be funny, right? Like some funny, nice ones, but go for whatever the meanest ones, and we'll talk about it. I'll react to them. So I gave Pythies that mission for this week.
Okay, so let me tell you about my woes, the hard time I've been having. All of you people are too nice.
Pythies wants to see that you go for blood.
There have been some really mean ones, and I did capture those to read, but like by and by everyone has just been super nice or just like really informative. So it's going to be like 80% comments that made me laugh, like 10%.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
10% mean, 10%, oh, this one's interesting.
So yeah, I sent Python and I'm like, oh well, like check like TikTok or something. He's like even the TikTok ones are relatively good.
They were mild.
Yeah.
I never thought I would complain about like people online being nice to me, but I'm like, one of you guys just call me a shithead, please. Oh my.
So we have that coming. There is still a video Python and I recorded a long time ago, and this has gone through multiple developmental stages. So there is an article that came out, maybe 6 months ago now, and it was the top 10 things about Bleach that have aged poorly. And we've talked about this before on the podcast. And my original implementation for that video was I recorded it, and then I wanted to send it to like 3 or 4 different people on Fiverr.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And I wanted to send it to people on Fiverr and have them edit it, and then Pythies and I would then go back and we'd watch it and we'd react to it. Because then it's like, oh, let's see what funny edits they did. They're all really crap. They're all like really, really crap. And some of them were like, it was like pulling teeth because these people are like in another country. They don't speak English very well. This is like their job. And I would send one. Here's an example. I send the video over. I'm like, hey, like I have raw audio. I want you to take it and I want you to make the visuals for it. Well, do you have the script? No, I don't have a script for it. Like we just recorded it. There's no script. Well, like I kind of need the script. I'm like, what do you need the script for? Because English isn't their first language.
Oh, I see what
you
mean.
So they want the script so that way they can do the subtitles because they have no fucking idea what we're saying. They have not a clue. And I'm like, sorry, there's no script. And so half the people said I'm not doing it then. And then I finally got 3 people to do it. One guy wanted me to pay him off of Fiverr. Like because Fiverr, of course, takes a commission cut on it. Mm-hmm. And then if I pay him on Fiverr, he can no longer quote a really low price. He quoted like $25 to do the whole thing. And then he was like, actually, it's going to be $150 for the whole thing. And it'll have it super edited for you. It'll be good to go. I'm like, dude, like you put $25 on Fiverr. You made me go off there to message you on Instagram or on Discord. And then you want to charge me a higher price. And then I got the video back. Not great. So none of them were that great. Maybe we'll go back and we'll watch them and we'll see. But I have henceforth turned the video over to our Discord member and our lovely friend Robert in the Discord.
Robert.
So Robert is working on the video right now, and he has sent me a couple of screenshots from it, and they're looking crazy. They're looking crazy. So that should be coming as well. That's looking like it's going to be really good. We'll probably upload the video by itself, and then we'll go ahead and we'll react to it as well.
If anybody can save it, it's Robert. He does really – he's the guy that does like the really good YouTube shorts for us.
Yep. So we're fingers crossed hoping that's going to be saved. But with that in mind, this whole segue was to thank our patrons. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. We hope you guys stick around all the way to Core 4. Now, we do have 6 captain members, as we previously mentioned last time. So I wanted to give a shout out to our captain level members.
We're going 6 slots left. Wait, no.
7.
7.
Jose.
Can't do math, guys. Sorry.
We have PV. We have John. We have Rizix. We have Matilda. We have Veronica Bermudez. And we have Pickle Rick. Thank you guys so much for your support. Now, we talked about previously last time about creating new roles and limiting it. So I have officially put a hard cap on the captain level for only 13 people. So only 13 people will be able to join the Weaves Guild captain level of the patron. So if you guys want to secure that, it's $25 a month and you guys can get it right there. And it comes with some cool stuff. You subscribe for a year, by the way, Jose. I posted a picture of you without glasses on the Patreon.
No, that's the one before I had my Bankai. So, okay, guys.
Additionally, I didn't even say this. If you guys want to see a picture of Jose without his glasses, it is on the Patreon for Frizzles. Well, not for Frizzles. You got to be a patron member.
Yeah.
But you can see a very old picture of Jose and I. I'm looking real skinny in this picture.
We're both looking slim there.
And you can see Jose with no glasses.
It's before I had Bankai.
Yeah. This was he hadn't mastered it yet, so it was still trying to do his best here. But I have also gone through. We now have a Weeb Skill to Spada tier, which closes out at 10 members.
Ooh.
And we have, by demand of someone in the comments, the Weeb Skill Visor tier, which caps out at 8 because there's only eight visors. Now, the perks that you get are the exact same as the captain levels, and it does go up in pricing as well. So really, captain is like your first adapters. Mm-hmm. Then it goes up to Espada, and then it goes up to Visored. Now, you can join whatever one of that you want if you're really just flexing your dollar bills and you want to show off. Yeah. But they're the same tiers all the way through and through. So there is a potential for how many members of that? 18, 31 of you guys to get shit shipped from my garage to you.
Let me tell you right now. There is an extreme potential.
For you guys to get that. So check out our Patreon, patreon.com/weebsguild. And if you guys haven't as well, please check out our Discord. As previously stated, Gabe is in there all the time posting Rivals clips. I'll have to play with Gabe now that I've officially started playing Marvel Rivals. He's probably dog shit. So I'm not exactly looking forward to that.
Rude, come on.
But we'll see how it goes. Typically as a god gamer, I am just naturally better than most people out there.
On a side note, guys, he really is. He has no life. Like, let me just say this. I've known Sam for almost 20 years. And in those 20 years, he's kicked my ass at almost every single video game we've had. In order to beat him in Super Smash Brothers, me and Danny would just have to, like, attack
him. This is bullshit, by the way. If you do this, I honestly think that you should be chained down and shot.
He used to get so mad because we would gang up on Sam, try to get him really low, and when we realized we couldn't beat him, me and Danny would just hit each other once and jump off the map.
Now, there is more context to that because we're playing Super Smash Bros. And we're playing stocks.
Oh, yeah. We're playing and stock lives. Always 3.
The winner. No. This must have been time because.
No, it was 3 because we always have 3 stocks.
But stocks is whoever is alive at the end wins. But I think we are playing timed for some reason because that's whoever has the most elimination wins at the end of the time.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So we were playing timed. I don't know why. I hate that game mode. But we were playing the one with a timer. And then when Jose and Danny were going to lose, they would just trade shots. So they would just hit each other. So they got the last hit, fall off the edge. Hit each other, fall off the edge. So they would just feed each other lives. So that way it was impossible for me to get more kills than what they were getting at the end of the game.
Really funny.
Yes. No, the level of upset we got, Sam. He got so mad one time he just turned off the Wii on us. Like,
yeah, I mean, why even continue? We're not even playing the game the way it's meant to be played. So
when Brawl came out, I would constantly be playing Falco and just have my tank come out and just kill everything.
Yeah, that was when that super was really broken.
That thing was
really,
so really stupid. And it's like, you guys were so smart to jump above it. And then when I realized, I'm like, wait, I could just fly off the map.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Sam, I have to ask you, you're a god gamer, right? You're the best.
I am the best.
Okay, so when are you going to finish Elden Ring?
Okay, hilarious question, but unironic answer. I don't find that game to be hard. It's just going to take a lot of time, and I'm not interested.
Okay, why don't you level up your character like everyone has been screaming at you forever to do?
I'm not interested.
He doesn't do these things. He just goes in and fights.
I'm just so not interested in finishing it. So.
So you used to have a different YouTube channel where you used to play Dark Souls all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, watching you play that game, I felt your frustration.
They're just like Dark Souls is a game as a genre, and obviously, if you like it, more kudos to you. I hope you enjoy it. You know, I would be interested in playing that new multiplayer version that's coming out. That looks really cool. it just is a game that is meant to punish you when you make a single mistake, which is fine. And it's built to take a lot of time from you, which is fine. Not interested. Don't want
to
do it.
I need to tell people that didn't watch, like, there were full streams of, like, 3 hours where Sam would just slam his head against a boss until he won. And he wasn't having fun. He was just like, I'm going to do it. And people like, you want to summon us? And he's like, no. You want to go level up? No.
Yeah.
Do you want to go get a stronger
weapon? People
were
non-believers.
No. They were non-believers. And then he would beat the boss and everyone's like, well, fuck.
Sam's like, I think 5 bosses from the end. He's just got to do, like, the place in the sky, and then he's got to go fight, like, Hulk Hogan in the final boss.
Sam is so stubborn when it comes to these kinds of things. It's insane that he can pull them off. That's when, like, I acknowledge the fact that he's just that good at gaming.
I was just talking to Josh also just not too long ago, and I told him, you know, I just want you to know I still haven't watched Fire Force, Your Honor.
He is the biggest hype man of Fire Force. He's like, dude, Fire Force is so good. You guys got to watch it. And we would just blow it off. I want to watch it. I just keep forgetting.
There's Sam, not a doubt in my mind that I would love Fire Force. There's really not a doubt in my mind. All the characters I've seen is cool. There's a buff woman in it. There's not a doubt in my mind I would love it. Not going to do it out of spite.
There's a Grey Fullbuster in this one, too.
Yep.
She just loses her clothes all the time.
Not going to do it. So I will purposely not watch that show until the day I die. I'll be on my deathbed.
What about 100 Year Quest?
Jose, I just don't know about that show. Pythons, have you watched Fairy Tail at all? Have you read Fairy Tail?
I read the first 3 volumes of the manga because I found them at 5 Below.
Okay. We have watched Fairy Tail and read Fairy Tail. Fairy Tail was another one of those series like Bleach that in our high school years was very
influential,
informative. And we loved it. Of course, the soundtrack was awesome. We were always playing
so
the fucking
good. That first intro.
Fairy Tail battle music and the intro. It was awesome. Back in the day, we were totally happy with the power of friendship, mm-hmm. destroying everything. And it was hype moments. We were in high school. We didn't know any better. So I was like, oh, this is fucking great.
Heirs of Scarlet.
How could you hate? As we grew older and it comes to the end arc and they're like, this is going to be the final arc. Expect people to die. Oh, nobody died, man. Like that. And I think it signaled the beginning of the end. I'm going to spoil the original Fairy Tail for you guys.
It's been out for a while.
It signaled the beginning of the end to me when they all were on the island doing the S rank.
That's in the middle of the series.
Like, yeah, yeah. So the S rank level up mission where they're trying to qualify to become a new S rank mage for the guild. And they went to an island, do all the quests, and then Acnologia, the dragon, shows up and destroys the whole dragon with all, like, most of Fairy Tail on it, like 99% of Fairy Tail on it. That shit was so cool. That was awesome. They all magically survived and they teleported in the future. They come back. They're OP. They wipe the floor of fucking everybody. I just knew it was going to get, it wasn't, they should have ended it after they reclaimed their spot as the number one guild for Fairy Tail. That should have been
during the tournament.
Yeah. Cause that was fun.
That was awesome.
Cause who loves a good time skip arc? But everybody loves that. It was.
Yeah.
So it should have ended there.
Oh, I see.
But
I see.
The signaling of the beginning of the end to me was when nobody died on the island. Because, like, Acnologia, this dragon that nobody's been able to defeat, showed up, destroyed the whole island, everybody was fine.
And all be all dragon.
That should have been the moment I knew this is just going to be bullshit all the way to the end. But I watched it. The final arc was not great. Did not do anything for me. I read some of Fairy Tail 100 Year Quest.
Oh, yeah. I liked it.
I read through a few dragons. So I made it decently far. Not for me. It just doesn't hit that spot.
It just feels just like Fairy Tail to me, so I don't mind it.
Now, that being said, I legitimately enjoyed Eden Zero.
Oh, Eden Zero was so good.
And that is the next manga made by Hiro Mashima, who is the author of Fairy Tail. I thought the manga for Eden Zero was really good. I have not watched the anime yet, but I hear also it's very good. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I don't know if it's done, though.
I think the manga just ended.
The manga should have just wrapped up.
Yeah.
And I think it still only has one season of Eden Zero.
Hmm. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just fell out of love with Fairy Tail and doesn't hit that spot. I have a fond memory for it, and I'll leave it there. Like when Laxus gets kicked out of the guild. That shit's awesome. Love that. But I probably will never go back and watch it. I'll probably never watch it with my fiance. I'll probably never watch 100 Year Quest. I'm just not gonna do it.
So I have a question for you guys as Fairy Tail fans. Why is the dog from Ravemaster in it?
That's just his thing.
Yeah, Jose's right. I guess it's just his thing to drag those characters into every series.
He has Happy in Eden Zero as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to fucking love Ravemaster.
Which is a blue cat with wings.
I loved Ravemaster. That shit got canceled. Now, is there's like no universal crossover or anything? It's just, he's just there.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're not even the same character. It's interesting. He's good. His art's really fucking fantastic. But, yeah, I just don't have much love for that anymore. I don't know. It's lost its touch.
I may, if I feel nostalgic, I'll definitely go watch a 100-year quest.
Well, speaking of magic being lost, so here's the next thing I did with my week. I went balls deep and watched, like, 8 episodes of Mashle.
Oh! Okay. What did you think?
I think it's okay. Like, it hasn't grabbed me yet, but I stopped, like, right before. Like, what's the name of the girl character, the main female lead? Like, Peaches or some shit? Like, she just gets kidnapped, and they're gonna do a big rescue, and I'm like, this is probably where the series is about to pop off. They're about to face a bunch of bosses, so I think it's, like, about to get really good. But so far, it's just been like, hey, what if Harry Potter did squats?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Which is the point of the series, Pythies. It's just for funsies.
I'm enjoying it, but I'm just like, it hasn't grabbed me. This is a, I could either finish it or never pick it up again, and I'd get the same enjoyment. Okay. But I'm like, I'm waiting for it, because people, not just you, my other friends have told me really good things about it. I'm like, all right, I'm waiting for it to pop off.
Well, I would just say, again, that it's not going to change your life. It's just not going to happen. But is it enjoyable? You'll get a good laugh out of it? Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
it's just a fun thing to watch.
And I hope it's good. I enjoyed it for what it was. And I will admit, I'm off tomorrow. Maybe I'll watch more.
Okay.
So I did a similar thing that Sam did with his fiance. My wife is watching Fullmetal Alchemist with me.
Oh, super good.
Brotherhood specifically.
Yo!
It holds up really so good.
She did cry during the Major Hughes bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did the whole Rush Valley thing, the greed thing.
Yep.
I think we just got to the part where Mustang got transferred to Central and they're kidnapping, they're trying to get Gluttony.
Okay.
I think that's where we ended.
Who's your favorite character so far?
So far, I think she really likes Edward.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she likes Edward and Alphonse, just like the two brothers.
Yeah, that's
solid
she
pick.
Says Winry's really fun, and she really likes Teacher.
The actual girl?
Izumi.
Izumi, yeah.
Gotta ask, because he's my favorite character. How did she feel about Greed?
Dude, I love Greed. She's like, I could see he's why you like Greed. And I'm like, you don't know nothing. Yep.
You'll grow to like him more later when he becomes more centrally involved with the crew.
When he's involved with Ling,
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, you'll like
him
a lot more.
Oh, she thinks Ling is hilarious, by the way.
So did my fiance. My fiance loved Ling also.
Yeah.
She
Fullmetal Alchemist is just the best.
At first, she was a little creeped out by Armstrong. And she's like, why is he always taking off his clothes? And then just as he's progressed, she's like, oh, he's fucking hilarious. Just always.
Yeah, he's pure now. Mm-hmm. He's not like a creep. I could see how you would see him at first and be like, oh,
he's kind of weird.
One of those creep anime characters. I'm like, no, he's actually a really good character.
I can't wait for her to get to the Briggs arc.
Yeah,
that's probably my favorite bit.
Is this part in the series, have they gotten to the flashback arc yet? The one where it shows the war.
They've mentioned the war a bunch of times, and they've briefly showed Kimley, but they haven't gotten into detail. So
okay, because like that, I think it was an episode or two, but that was like some of my favorite parts of Fullmetal Alchemist, just seeing how fucked that war was.
Yeah, and then seeing Armstrong crying because he can't do it. I was like, I feel for you, bro.
And you're seeing like Mustang eviscerate civilians, and you're like, oh yeah, that's why he wants to rebel, because yeah. he's not into this shit.
Nope. Yeah, she right now her biggest question is, what the fuck, Scar? It's just like, she's like, who is he? And then we just got to that part where they give the backstory about how he killed the Rockbells, and then Winry happens to be in the alley. And she's like,
and she's going
to
shoot him.
Yeah, she's just like, oh my God, is she going to do it? Is she going to do it?
Oh man, that scene is so good.
Yeah, she loved the part that Edward managed to calm her down. And then she liked the scene where he's like peeling her fingers off of the gun. And she's like, that's very sweet.
Oh man, I got to rewatch. I rewatch it once a year. It hasn't happened yet. And we know that she's like a real person because she did cry for Hughes then.
Yeah, she at first she's like, why did they make me like him so much? She was like, he was so cute with his whole daughter thing and the way he talks about his wife.
One of the things that surprised me when we watched it is how much Hughes gets brought up for the whole series.
The rest of the series, right?
Yeah. He is constantly referred to for the rest of the series.
Oh, she did love when Mustang killed Lust.
Oh, good.
She was just like, damn. She was like, that was kind of badass.
Can't wait for that Envy fight.
My fiance did begin to feel a little bad for Envy in that fight because Mustang roasted the fuck out of Envy. Like, I forgot exactly how gruesome that fight started because I remember the classic thing where, like, he has him back against the wall and he's just going boom, boom, boom. I forget where he starts off by burning the water inside of his eyeballs and making it boil. Tongue. Yeah, like, that shit's crazy.
Like, how fucking pinpoint is that?
Yeah, he was going off.
All right, Sam, if you could be an alchemist,
okay,
which one would you choose?
Oh, I can pick?
Yeah, I'll let you pick first.
I mean, so some of the specializations are cool, right? Like, I like, obviously, Mustang's awesome. Mm-hmm. Big weakness with it, where, like, the water just is game over. I would kind of be down if I could pick, and I don't know if this is a lame pick. I would be down just for having a specialist across the board, kind of like Ed and Al, where I could just do it by clapping.
Just a little bit of everything?
Like, I would take no special effects to have Ed and Al's, like, clap, make whatever I want. Because that's really
good. That's badass.
That's really, really good. Now, I like the flames. The flames are cool. I can't think of any. I don't want to be the guy that is working on fusing chimeras together.
Yeah, fuck,
I don't want to be that
fuck
guy.
That guy.
Would I want to do some sort of a healing or maybe alkahestry? Would I want to be something with someone from Lings? That'd be pretty cool. I like that they could transfer the alchemy through the little stars. I think that's really cool.
That was really cool.
But I would probably just maintain. I would want the specialist, like, I'll create with the earth and stuff like that, but I want the clap ability. I think that's worth it.
All right, so you got to pick a limb to lose.
I can take an arm. I'm fine without an arm. I think people look badass without an arm.
Dude,
it's fine.
You'd be so cool with an automail.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. If I have automails in there, take whatever you want.
Pythies?
Let's see. I got a couple, but I don't remember the names of the characters, so I'm just going to spitball off their appearances. There was a dude with a top hat and a peg leg that gets killed by Scar.
Oh my god, yes. I forgot about him.
That dude was cool as shit.
Yeah.
And he was called like the Full Iron Alchemist or some shit.
Oh,
General?
You're talking about the Iron Blood Alchemist, right?
Iron Blood Alchemist. I was like, he turns into metal. Boss, that's awesome.
Boss Gron, right?
Yeah, Boss Gron. That dude was so rad.
He was
But
really
I think
gnarly.
when I was a teenager, I was edgy as fuck and always liked the ice characters. So I'd like to have the ice powers of the dude from episode 1. Freezer.
Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah.
Because I was like Kopaka in Bionicle. Like I mentioned, I was always a Toshiro fan before I started to fucking hate him. So I would be an edgy ice alchemist.
Because I was even thinking, like, their dad's alchemy is badass, too. Like, he's a baddie.
That shit's so well written.
Yeah. It's just a good...
I think the one guy's Kimbley.
Oh, Kimbley the Explosion?
Yeah, Kimbley.
Oh, fuck that
fuck
guy.
That guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy, Kimbley.
Kimbley was awesome, though. You remember he brought down, was it Pride, the kid? Because he, like, let himself be absorbed by Pride. And then at the very end, Pride... Is it Pride the name of the kid?
Yeah. Pride is the kid.
At the very end, Pride attempted to switch his decaying body with Ed's because he wanted to become a human. And he wanted to swap over because his body's dying. And Kimbley came back. He's like, no. Like, you talked all this shit on being the perfect specimen. You finished as the perfect specimen. And they didn't let him do it.
His personality was just too damn big.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about Greed, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super cool.
I got to say, my favorite homunculus after Greed was Wrath. I have this thing where, like, I just... You see a character and you know you're going to hate him forever. And then they do a thing that's so cool. You're like, never mind. He's the coolest character ever.
What's the thing that was so cool that won you over?
Do you remember when he killed a tank with a sword?
Yes. Oh, I knew you were going to call that one.
Can I tell you a scene with Wrath that was very divisive between my fiance and I?
Ooh. Okay.
So right when he's dying. So he's been defeated and they ask him. And they're kind of trying to give this like fucking human talk to Wrath. And they're like, what about your wife? Don't you have any last words to pick to your, like, say to your wife? And he goes, she's my wife. I have no last words. And I'm like, that's a badass. Like,
that's a pretty cool line.
Like, she knows what I would say. I don't need to say anything.
I do love the fact that he goes, like, I got to choose my wife. She's my wife because I chose her, not because they wanted me to.
Yeah. And he's like, because I chose her, I don't need to tell her anything. I was like, oh, which I thought was really cool. She was like, you better have some damn last words. Down like that. She's like, I don't give a fuck if you picked me. I thought that was really cool because that's like very deeper meaning where it's like, she knows. Like, she knows I love her.
It almost gave me Han Solo vibes with I know.
Yeah.
I think, like, the actual moment was, like, I was always against him because he beat up Greed and, you know, that's my boy. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, I think volume 8, he's, like, running up a street lamp and cutting dude's arms off. And I'm like, you're winning me over? And then he kills a tank. I'm like, all right, never mind. Like, top 5 characters in the whole series.
He fucks up Lan Fan right away.
Yeah. I mean, hey, when he returns from having, they thought they killed him, and he retakes the whole staircase was awesome.
Dude, that whole scene was just nuts.
It starts off with him. He goes, why would I sneak in? This is my house. I'm coming through the front door.
I was like, Jesus. Yep. So cold. And then when he kills Old Man Fu.
You're like, oh.
Sad.
Because he's going to sacrifice himself and he just cuts off the tops of the dynamite.
Yeah. Yup.
Shout outs to Chainsaw Arm Guy.
And I realized Ed's Japanese name is or voice actor is actually Toshiro.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Romy Parker.
Wow, you're so much better in this role than the other one.
Still mega popular, though. Toshiro is insanely popular.
Speaking of Toshiro being popular, maybe I have some comments for a next video that I found.
Oh, no.
Oh, goody. Okay, well, let's talk. I have one more Bleach thing to touch on here at the very end. There is a Bleach 20th anniversary art exhibit happening in Korea. Mm-hmm. It is at the OOH Museum, and it is starting January 25th. It's going to run for almost 3 months. It's going to go till the beginning of April. There's not a lot of people that follow this museum, so I don't know if it's going to be that big of an event, but they have some really cool fucking merch. And it seems like they're basically taking the art exhibit that happened in Japan and they're basically taking that and migrating it over to Korea, where it's going to have a lot of the same displays, all the pictures, going to have a lot of the same displays of the character moments. But they will have some of the updated artwork, like the they did a whole bunch of new art for a train station collaboration, which has a lot of the really cool drawings of Ichigo and Rukia and Kenpachi and all that stuff. They're going to have those postcards there. They're going to have High School Warfare stuff there, which is really good. They've been selling that stuff for a long time, High School Warfare. There's High School Warfare stuff that you can buy on Club Outside. That's not super rare. They're having some of the plastic. I don't know what they're called. They're not the plastic
stands.
They're not the acrylic stand. They will have some of those, of course, because those are fucking everywhere. But they're having acrylic blocks. And you could turn them upside down. They're like snow globey, where they have stuff inside that goes down. So one of them, the example is Rukia, where it looks like there's snow coming behind her, which is really cool.
I like that.
Is she in her Bankai?
She's in the cool fit. She has not done the Bankai. The piece of merch that they're going to have that I really, really want. So one, they're going to have a little tiny plush of Cone. I would like that. It's small. It's not going to be like life-size version of Cone. It's not like the one that we have here on the set. I don't know. Oh, it's behind you. Kompachi. It's not like that one. It's going to be smaller. It looks very good, though. But what they do have, because it's fucking Korea, they're going to have Bleach keyboard caps that they're going to be selling. And it's a full set for your keyboard. And it is Bleach themed with, of course, the number keys being the numbers of the squads.
Oh, my God.
Actually, it's the F keys will be the number of the squads.
Yeah, because it goes 1 through 13. Yeah. No, 12.
And then so they'll have that, which looks really fucking cool. I don't know where to get them at, which is really making me not happy. So it's a full set.
Oh my
with Japanese
God.
With this. I'm showing to Jose right now. They have substitute Soul Reaper badge for the escape button. They have a picture of Uryu and Ichigo on the space bar. They have all the symbols of all the squads, like the flowers, all over some of the keys, like the shift key, the function key, the alt key. Really fucking cool.
Damn.
So I guess this is where I'm going to use this grandstanding platform that we have here. If anybody lives in Korea and wants to get me some Bleach keycaps, just send me a DM on any platform, okay? There's got to be one of you guys that lives in Korea and is going to go to this thing. I want that Bleach key. And they are mechanical keyboard keycaps.
Oh,
so they're like cherry red switches.
Oh.
Dude, I don't know how much they're selling them for, but I would love to get that. It would be
easily
so good. They also have a cloak blanket, but it just looks cheap. Don't really want the cloak blanket. I need these Bleach keycaps right now. That's the best piece of merch that I've ever seen. Of course, because it's Korea and they're all game over there. Of course they would have that. I want it really bad.
I'm going to explain to people how bad Sam wants it. Usually on Twitter, Sam, he just kind of posts updates like, hey, new Bleach boys coming out, or this merch looks good. I get a notification from Sam just screaming, oh my God, give me, I want it, I want it, I want it.
I will find a way now. Here's the conundrum that I've run into, because normally, all of the Bleach merch comes out in Japan. Mm-hmm. So I have I have 4 or 5 different ways that I could get merch from Japan to the U.S. I have mastered the craft of getting stuff shipped to me from Japan. I actually just got, which is something that I have been wanting for a very long time as well, the Mega Hobby, the little cat versions of all the captains and stuff.
Cats.
So it has been sold out fucking everywhere.
Forever.
I could not get them. And they have it as a set. You could buy the set and it gives you the full set of 13. Couldn't find it. AmiAmi was selling it on their website, but only the Japanese version of the website, not the one
not
that
the
is available.
US one?
Which I don't understand why that would be the case. So I went over to the Japanese one and I shipped it to myself in Japan. Then I shipped it over to me. So I am the proud owner of the Mega Hobby Cats, which we'll get all set up and we'll have them on somewhere here on this bike. Oh, I also need to check. I'm pretty sure the Propica for Ichigo's sword has come out. I placed the pre-order for that. I don't know what's going on with that. So we should have a full-scale
Sword?
Tensou Zangetsu. So it should have that coming at some point. But I don't know how to ship stuff from Korea. And I think this is one of those things. I haven't seen if it's... They are selling reservations for them online, but you still need to go into the museum and pick them up.
Interesting.
So I don't know how... What's my options here to get this shipped to me, but I will figure it out. I will find a way to get those keycaps shipped over to me.
Okay, so Sam, I'm looking it up. I can't find the keycaps, but I just need to ask Jose. Hey, Jose, did you know there's a new Grimmjow figure coming out where he has his arms transformed, like when he's chasing Asken?
With the black, and he's doing this kind of lunge,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, just needed to let you know.
It's on my pre-order.
So anyways, forget that Grimmjow one. If anybody can find the keycaps, guys, let's keep your mind on the keycaps. Send me a DM. If you live in Korea, I'll pay you double. You know, just give me, I just give me the guy. Well, I kind of regret, how expensive do you think the keycaps are?
Yeah, you're paying like $200 for
keycaps. All right, let's keep it within reason. But yeah, if you guys can finagle your way over there and get me some keycaps, that would be mucho apreciado.
Oh, I think the watch company is called Monster, and they have Bleach ones.
I was like, you're making me look this up.
Oh my god.
Now, dog.
Yo, what's it look like? Is it cool?
It's very simple, and it's one of those where, like, if you
I think I signed up for alerts for this. Is it out?
I don't know if it's out,
it
but
better
I
not be fucking out, because I signed up for their goddamn stupid ass website.
Yeah, it makes you sign up the minute you click on it. And they have like a Quincy one, so it's got like the Quincy cross right above like the motor that the moves the arms.
Ooh, I want one.
I really hope that these watches are full size, because I bought some from Japan before, so I have a Seiko watch that is a Trigun watch, and it's small because it's obviously made for Japanese wrists. So they have three that they're showing. I see Ichigo's, which I think is super clean. Substitute Soul Reaper badge inside the watch. I fucking want it. Uryu, which is silver and has Quincy cross right in the middle, or I guess and it's not the cross, but it's the Quincy sigil right in the middle with the crosses all over the sides. They have Yuha Baha, which similar thing, has the Quincy sigil, the old school version. Though,
I kind of
right
like Yuha's a little
I
bit
think
more.
I like Yuha Baha's the least, Jose. I think that's the one I like the least. I want Ichigo and Uryu 100. Imagine I dual wield.
Oh.
I have both.
You're just going to be like, hold on, what time is it?
Pull up my wrist. Yeah. That's correct. Accurate. Yeah, I swear I signed up for
hit him with
the
Eastern time. I got you.
Oh, Pacific true. Time? One for Japanese time. I'll have it all good to go. Before we go, also, we're going to head over to the Bleach Boys Captain's Meeting portion of this, where if you are a patron supporter at the member level or above, you do have access to additional Bleach Boys content every single week that we do this. That being said, I have added a whole bunch of new emotes to our Twitch, which I'm very proud of, so check them out nice. If you haven't already, twitch.tv/weebsguild. I have been – you have to get them approved, which I didn't know, but you can go and you can check them out. There is one of you praying, Jose. There's one of me praying, which people really love. There is some Stark ones. There's a really funny Jinkaria one that I put in there. There's some good shit over there on the Twitch one. And let me upload a fuck ton of them. So there's like 25 emotes over there you guys can have access to. With that, we're probably going to pivot more so. I will still stream on YouTube, but start pushing more Twitch for the live streams, just because we can watch anime episodes over there without getting copyright strike and things like that. So that works a lot better. With that, we will see you guys next week for another episode. Goodbye, everybody.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso, balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew, in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.